29th Street, south of 5th Avenue. And this happens to be the phone that I would never have remembered this, although I could probably have figured it out through GPS, but this looks like the phone that I use for my Twitter header image, where I got a close-up of the phone number. It's printed on the phone. And I'm blasting a Joe Frank piece through the link that I can see from here. And the calls seem to be staying connected a lot longer than usual. And I don't know if that's a good thing or not, because when they get disconnected quickly, that means people notice. That means people took action. And with Paul Harvey, people noticed because, well, it's religion. You know, religion really gets people. Religion gets people to take action, even if they probably don't understand the substance of what he's saying. I should repeat, too, that I don't have the same respect for Paul Harvey that I used to when he was still around. It took me a long time to realize what a demagogue he is or was through all that folksiness and seeming good cheer. He floated a lot of provocative thoughts out there to let you go to work with them. But he didn't do it in a overtly racial way or conspicuously religious, but he was very subtle. So I'm making my way downtown and just doing a pit stop here to, more for the purpose of narrating anything that happens with the kiosk that I just lit up, but doesn't look like anything is happening.